These were the news headlines of Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items of January 2, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. The plans to hurry Elgin's National Guard Company E to France. With the announcement in Washington, members of the 139th Infantry, which Company E is a part of, will be among the three divisions headed immediately to the front in France. The company is still training at Camp Logan in Texas, but will complete the training once the ocean traverse to Europe is made. More than 300 Elgin area firms and more than 900 of those companies' employees have pledged to the Patriots Fund in Elgin. The contribution to the fund are expected to exceed $20,000 annually. Campaign manager A.M. Price and Joseph Spies, who chairs the Mercantile Committee, noted that few people expected that there were more than 300 mercantile businesses in Elgin. Pledges offer one half hour of salary to the war effort each week. More than 1,200 Elgin men have registered for the military draft and have been classified by the local draft board. Only one appeal of the draft board's classification has been filed. The board has reopened a number of cases, and changes in classification of some registrants have changed. Farmers' claims of exemption have generally been allowed. A significant number of farm exemptions have been given to those of German ancestry. Restaurant owners have been placed on notice that meatless and wheatless days should be on the menu, or there will be rations placed on such businesses and possibly the general public, just like there is in the case of Europe. Those warnings came to the Commercial Club from Secretary Arthur Biesterfield, who addressed the restaurant owners and as members of the public at a lecture featuring Saul Westerfield of the YMCA. Westerfield has been engaged in food conservation work for a year. For several months, Elgin has avoided incidents of thievery, but the offices of the Property Owners Federation in the Sperling Block on the fourth floor found more than $14 in stamps had been taken from desks in the business. There was also four blank checks taken from the business checkbook. L.A. Turner, the local agent for the group, was out of town, and while stenographers at the company had observed the damage and theft, the report was not made until Turner returned. Those were the headline stories of Elgin's history reported in its newspapers of 100 years ago. This report is offered courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, visit www.elginhistory.org.